Blog Talk Radio.
You are the lingo, let God have his way. You are the lingo, and let God have his way. You are the lingo, and let God have his way. You are the lingo, and let God have his way. Hey,
hey. Waiting a long time for God to bless you.
You are the lingo,
and let God have his way.
Hey, I feel like having some traction. Somebody out there going through some situations right now.
He wanna blast.
Radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Keith Wonderboy Johnson this morning, and let go and let God have his way. He want to bless us, but we got to let it go and let him take control, because he's the one who knows how to fix everything. He know how to work it out for us. Welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Pittman of Freedom Doors Ministries, and I come to you live each weekday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today is May the 21st, 2021. We're grateful unto Almighty God for another day. Thank you for life, health, and strength, the use and activities of our limbs. He's yet on our side today in spite of us. He's for us today. And his word says, if he be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. How about that? Huh? That's good news in itself right there. Amen goes right there this morning. Hallelujah. I'm grateful unto Almighty God. I'm a bit excited today because of the blessings of the Lord. I can remember a few months back when he told me to wait on the Lord. Wait on him. Be of good courage, and he would strengthen my heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So I had to wait, and I'm still waiting on some other things, and I've been waiting. I got good news yesterday, and I needed some stuff done and to the house, you know, and around the house, and got a yard man come in and clean the flower beds. I told y'all about these things. I'm just testifying to the goodness of the Lord so you can see when you let go what God will do. When you obey his word, what he will do, whatever he speak in your spirit, do what he says, and he will do what he promised. Yeah. So I wanted the inside of the house cleaned as well, sterilized and some other things. Although not a whole lot of people been here, but yet some people been here. The cable man had to come inside, you know. And a special guest that God told me, bring her inside, you know, and different things. So the cleaning lady's coming today, and her baby favors me. It's just a beautiful thing. And then the yard man, he'll be here today to finish up mulching and all this other stuff that I needed to have done. And, you know, when I wanted all of this, not only did I not know who would do it, I didn't have the money to get it done. Let's go there, huh? He provides when we let go and let him have his way. Stop depending on us, for without God, we can do nothing. I come and I tell you the truth. I've had people say to me, don't tell people all your business over the air. You're going to have some people jealous. You're going to have, they can be anything they want. I teach, let go and let God have his way. I don't know how many times you've heard me say that. Leave it alone. Turn it loose. Let it go. Put it on the altar. Walk away. How many times have you heard me say that? And when God has done something and he give me permission to talk about it, I'm going to talk about it. Why? I want to talk of his wondrous works. I want to make known his deeds among the people. I want people to know what he's capable of doing, what he's able to do, what he will do, what he's done already, and what he's doing right now, because that's my job. As an evangelist, it's my job to share what he has done, what he's doing right now, and what he will do. That's my job daily. People call me, that's what I give them. Without telling them this is what I'm giving you, that's my job title. That's my job description. Those are my duties. Hallelujah. I feel all right today, I tell you the truth. Not just because of stuff and things, but because he lives. Oh, somebody help me. I can face tomorrow. Hey, glory, glory. Because God lives. All fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future. Rose Brown, and life is worth living just because he lives. because God lives. Hey, glory, glory. I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone because I know he holds my future. And life is worth the living just because he lives. There's a verse in there that says, God sent his son. Ooh, they called him Jesus. He came all to heal, to save and forgive. Look, see, because some things come in our way, we're going to have some crosses to bear. We got to pick up our cross and follow him. Every day it's not going to be as if it's Sunday. Every day it's not going to be as if it's your birthday. Most people on their birthday, if they don't get gifts, they get greetings. Happy birthday, if people know it's your birthday. We have crosses to bear, but we got to remember he's the one that bared the biggest cross. And if we'll take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there, leave them with him. Don't keep thinking on it. Don't keep trying to figure it out and how can let it go. If you put it, if you believe, you put it on the altar before God. You prayed about it. Now let it go. And this is what I teach. Once you put it on the altar and walk away, you walk away in your mind. You're going to occupy until God come and fix your situation. You're going to help somebody that you can help. I can't help my mortgage. Let's say I got a mortgage and my mortgage a couple of months behind and they say at 3 months they're going to foreclose. I can't pay my mortgage. But I can go over to Ms. Brown and take her to and from the grocery store. I can go over to Mr. Jones and take him to and from the doctor. I can go pick up a parent with the children and take them to the dentist. I can do something to help somebody else while God is fixing what I need him to fix. And I'm not continuing to pray about it. I'm praising about it. Now I'm praising him for what he is going to do for me and make it come a little bit quicker. When I praise him for it in advance, it makes it come a little bit faster. He fixes my mortgage situation a little bit quicker. All of a sudden, I get a check in the mail. The mortgage total payment is $2,500 for them couple of months. But I get an unexpected check in the mail for $3,000. Back pay from some of the insurance companies say, we paid you less than we were supposed to. We overcharge you. JEA send you a check and say, we've been overcharging you for 5 years. Here's your money back. My daughter went to the bank because she had been going getting money orders from the bank, cashier's checks or something, and paying bills. And because of her account and the way her account is set up, she went in there one day to get the cashier's check, and the teller told her, said, ma'am, you gave me too much money. She said, well, I gave you the extra $10 to pay for the cashier's check. The lady said, no, ma'am, your account, you don't pay for cashier checks or money orders. She said, what? She said, well, I've been doing this 2 or 3 years. I will need my money back. So she went home and pulled up everything, presented it to the bank. And now they owe her her unexpected blessings. Why? She let go. She wasn't even thinking about nothing like that. You see? Your eyes have not seen and your ears have not heard the things that God can do. You don't know everything he can do. You don't know how he can do everything. He's not just a way maker. He is the way. So we got to let go this morning and let God have his way. You've been waiting a long time for God to bless you. And what's happening is you've been holding on to it. His ears are not deaf and his arms are not too short to reach down to fix any situation, to answer your prayer, to give you what you need, even money. Even money. Some people don't pray for money. If I want some, I'm asking for it. If I want more money, I should say, because he give me some, but if I want more, I'm asking for more money. Lord, I need more money. Money makes me happy. Money makes me glad. I want money, Lord, big, big money. Money answers all things. And I got some things I want to answer with money. God, help me today. Yeah. And he moved right in. Good morning, Brother Perry. God bless you this morning. Yeah. God come right in and do it. But we got to let it go. We got to let it go. We got to stir up the gifts in us. We got to start praying. Yeah, we got to start talking to him. And not just about stuff and things, but about our souls. About preparing to go back with him when he comes. About him. What would you have me to do? I love you today. I'm riding down the street, nothing major, but it just come to me. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he's watching me. So while he's watching me, I want to tell him I love him. I want to tell him I thank him. I want to tell him how great thou art. Hallelujah. Thank you for changing my total life. Without you, my life wouldn't be this way. I wouldn't even be here. But I thank you today, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the sun rising. Thank you for the sun going down. Thank you for keeping the water back from the land. Thank you for bringing the sun out and it's not scorching or burning us. Thank you, Lord, for the moon come out at night and it don't freeze us to death. Oh, we thank you today. Thank you for continuing to change the seasons so I can continue to breathe. I can continue to live because my life is in your hands. Today, because of you, I have my being. I'm alive. I can move my fingers. I can move my toes because of you. And I want to just tell you thank you. I just want to commune and fellowship with you just a little bit today, Father. You've been so good to me. And when I tell you faithful with a capital F, F-A-I-T-H-F-U-L, faithful, he is that. He is that. He is that. He is that. Faithful, oh so faithful, hallelujah. I can bank on him. Yeah, I can guarantee him. Why is that, Barbara? He's safer. Well, we got to make him alive. Make God come alive to you. Make his word come alive. Don't just let it be some black letters on some white paper or whatever color paper you're reading. Let the word of God be alive because it's a living word. It's not a dead word. It's a living word. He's not a dead God. He's a living God with all power. There's no higher power. How can you tell us all of this, Barbara? Because I tried him for myself. I'm not telling you what somebody just told me and I went on what they said. I tried him for myself. I taste to see and I found out he is good. Well, in my book, he's better than good. He's great. He's awesome. He's magnificent. Oh, the list is endless. He's all powerful, all knowing. And the main thing I love about it, he's on my side today. Hallelujah. He's for us. And if he be for us again this morning, he's more than the whole world against you. Oh, I know what they said. I know what they said. I heard the phone call. I read the letter. Let me tell y'all this. I had a red light traffic ticket. Anybody know what that is? When you go through the light and the camera take the picture of your tag and your vehicle going through the light. Just a setup to get money. And I get the letter in the mail. You ran the light over on Wicked, over on Kingsley and 17, turning that corner. It got me. No, coming through there, coming straight down 17 across Kingsley, it got me. And I went on about my business. So I get the letter and I'm calling this and that, write them and all of that. They give me a court date. I missed the court date. They reset the court date. I wrote the wrong date down. I called them and left a message. I get a letter yesterday in the mail giving me until June the 12th to pay the ticket. It was 250. It went down to 208. Somebody say you ought to let go this morning and let God have his way. Tell yourself that today. You ought to let go, Ayasha, and let God have his way. You've been waiting a long time for God to bless you. Let it go. Let it go today. Because we keep holding on to this stuff. It gets no better. It gets worse. Now, he said all things must work together for your good. He said, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. It won't get no bigger, but it's just hanging there and hanging there. And every now and then you get something that says it's getting bigger, but it's not. But you can let it go, and it'll completely go away. Give your situations to God. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there and go out and work unto him and watch your blessings flow. Pick that phone up and call somebody you ain't called in a while that you might feel like they need encouragement. And even if you don't know, just call them. You ain't even got to tell them, you call them to encourage them today. Just call them and start talking to them and then tell them something good about the Lord. Yeah, God bless me. I'm thankful unto him. I was going through a little something, but I gave it to the Lord and walked away. I let it go. Whatever you want to say, whatever, because he'll lead your mouth if you're working for him. He'll lead and guide your mouth. Yes, he will. Listen, today I want to talk about, we have crosses to bear. I want to go there because we do. And with these crosses to bear, we're not alone in bearing these crosses. He said, take up your cross and follow me. See, you got your cross on your back, and you're following him. He know the right way to go. He know where to take the cross and drop it. He know how long to carry the cross, you understand? Yet in this life, we're going to be tested and tried. We're not alone, but we're yet going to be tested and tried. We remember we are kept by the power of God through faith. We got to remember that. Each and every day, it's faith that gets us through each day and every situation. Believe in God. Believing it's going to be all right. Believing tomorrow is coming. It's going to be a better day. But we have crosses to bear. Let me tell you, sometimes it's going to be prejudice. Sometimes it's going to be, I don't like you because the way you look. Sometimes it's going to be, I don't like your teeth. Your teeth are not shaped the way I like for teeth to look. It could be anything. I don't like that outfit you got on. That enemy want to always have something negative before you. But because we serve a positive God, and we were made in the positive God image, we're going to be positive people. I don't care what you bring my way. I serve a risen Savior. I serve Almighty God that have all power. Do what you got to do. Many times I sang my way through stuff. I sang my way through it. Huh? I start singing and feel so much better, I don't know what to do. And after the song, I just say, thank you, Jesus, and I'm done. Because it was him. He brought the song to me because he knew what I needed at the time. There have been days when I didn't feel like giving up now because I knew I didn't have a choice in the matter. He blessed me. But there were days when I just felt so down and I felt like I wasn't reaching the people. And he had to come and let me know, you said you wanted to live in the beauty of the Lord so that I would be pleased with you. You said you wanted to do my will, run this race until I call your name and beckon for you. Do you really think it's you that's blessing the people, uplifting them? It's me. You obey me and don't be concerned about them. Show them love and compassion. And you keep obeying me. I got them because some don't want to hear out of your mouth. They think it's you talking. They think it's just Barbara. So you let me deal with that. A song will come to me. And then I start singing what he told me. I want to live in the beauty of the Lord. I feel like it this morning. So that he can be pleased with me. I want to do his will. See on. Run this race until he calls my name and beckons for me. Ooh, Lord, hallelujah. Prepare me for thy kingdom. Oh, I could go on and on. I want to live in your care forevermore. I want to do, Lord, your will. Run this race unto you. Hallelujah. I'm feeling better now. He done come and blessed me. He done spoke in my spirit. These things come up in my mind. I know it's him speaking to me. So now I just got to do what he says and go on about my business. The day is already all right. Because the day is good. It's just what come along in the day. Nothing he can't handle. I heard people say nothing me and God can. Now it's nothing he can't handle. For without him, I can't do nothing. Or we thank him this morning. Listen, let's go to prayer. We're going to pray the prayer of faith. And when we come back, we're coming back with one more song of the morning. And after the song, we're coming in with our topic for the day. We have crosses to bear. And then I want to share with you about this song, Chandelier. Swinging from the chandelier. We're going to talk about that too today. So listen, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. Thank you for another day. Father, thank you for waking us up, clothed in our right minds. We thank you for the use and activities of our limbs, our life, our health, our strength. Father, we thank you for being on our side today in spite of us. We thank you for looking beyond our fault, yet meeting our needs. We thank you that you're for us today, more than the whole world against us. We thank you that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We thank you that we can look to the hills from which cometh our help. Father, all our help comes from you. You made the heavens and the earth. We thank you today, Father, that we can do all things through you who strengthen us. Oh, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for taking care of us when we can't take care of ourselves. Lord, we thank you for a mind to continue on in you. And we come before you this morning asking you, Father, to let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Father, he wanted to please you. He wanted to do what you could accept. Oh, yeah, Lord. So help us today to do what's pleasing and acceptable unto you. Lord, we know we get off track sometimes. God, we know we have feelings sometimes that's not right. But we ask this morning that you would forgive us for all our sins and wrongdoings, wrong thoughts, wrong speakings, wrong feelings, oh God. And though our sins be as scarlet, we ask that you will wash us as white as snow today. Cleanse us this morning from all unrighteousness. And Father, give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us today in the name of Jesus. I come this morning bringing every call and every listener, asking that you would bless and that you would work miracles in their lives this day in the name of Jesus. Father, I bring those before you this morning that stand in the need of employment. And Lord, I ask that you would give new job titles. Lord, new pay increase. And Lord, let this be the job of all jobs. And we bind up every evil and hindering and negative spirit that's coming their way. Lord, to try to block them from getting your blessing. Oh, we speak good jobs. We speak creative jobs. God, we speak what you speak upon your people this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak to those that are receiving unemployment and have not found another job. Some are not wanting to go back out in the world to work, God, because of this thing. It's still here. This thing that they're calling COVID-19, the coronavirus. So many don't want to go out and get involved. So, Lord, I ask that if it be your will, that, Father, you would open every door for unemployment and give them extra in the name of Jesus. Or move for your people today, Father, in a mighty way, in the name of Jesus. Father, many have been waiting a long time for you to bless them, and they're ready to let go so you can have your way in their lives. Do it for your glory today. Do it so your name will be praised, or do it so you'll be lifted up and you'll draw men unto you, for you wish that none should perish. Help us today, Father. Help us today in the name of Jesus. Our blessed family members, blessed friends near and far. Move by your spirit today, Father. Have your way here. Feed us here today until we want no more. Oh, we need you, Lord. We can't make it without you. We thank you this morning. Father, we ask that you would bless those that are sick. Touch and heal today. You heal all manner of sickness and disease. You took a beating for the healing of the nation. And Father, there's yet healing in the hem of your garment. Do it today, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now for your healing power taking place. We ask this morning that you would bless those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless widowers and bereaved families and intercessory prayer people everywhere. Bless preachers preaching in the name of Jesus in obedience unto you and love for your people. Father, we ask today that you would bless Israel, continue to protect them, shield them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Father, do the same for Jerusalem today. In the name of Jesus, bless our brothers and sisters overseas. Lord, you know what they stand in the need of today. Move by your spirit for these your people. Oh, we thank you this morning. And Father, we ask that you will continue to bless America and the leadership of America. And Father, we bind up anything in the leadership of America that's not of you. We bind it up and cast it back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. And we release your will being done in the leadership of this country. In the name of Jesus. Oh, have your way here this morning. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Father, we ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God this morning that not only he here, because if you remember, I said his ears are not deaf and his arms are not too short to reach down. So he hear each morning. He hear your prayers. He hear each day. Many times a day we go before him. Yeah, he hear. And even if we don't say nothing to him, he yet hear. Because he's reading that hard. He's reading that hard. Hallelujah. And we ought to praise him. I don't care what we're going through, we should praise him. Because when you look back, look what he's done for you. Great and mighty things already. We're going to this short one. And when we come back, we're coming back still with our morning topic, our scripture, and we'll go from there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God has smiled on me. Has set me free. Oh, 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 God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. on my knees as I begin to pray, hoping that the Lord heard what I had to say. I said, I started begging, I said, pleading, and I got on my knees. Christ, I never left your side. I've been right here all alone, so you can dry your eyes. You're seeking me like I knew you would, praising me like you know you could. That's when I realized that he's so good. My God is good. He's been
the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Miss Jessica Reedy. And God's been good. He's been so good to me. Oh, yes, he has. And this morning, I want to remind us of the prayer. And it was a prayer that Minister Joe Wright prayed over there. He was at a session of the Kansas Senate, and he prayed this prayer telling us about things that we as Americans have done against God. You see, guess why? God's been good to us. He has blessed this country. And I know we cry and scream and all of that. Oh, even this, oh, I'm black and they don't like me because I'm black. They hate me. They're just against me. But guess what? God is not. God is not against the demons. Oh, they won't let me. Who won't let you? It's all kind of foolishness because we're not focused on the word of God. We're not focused on God. We're focused on this other stuff that we really shouldn't be focused on. I'm telling you the truth. If he be for you, he's more than the whole world against us. I don't have to walk around worrying about who prejudiced against me. But I do have to walk around concerned about who I'm prejudiced against. I have to walk around and be concerned about who I'm saying crazy stuff to and treating wrong. Yeah. And look, see, let me tell y'all something. I want to share this right quick, and we're going right to, we have crosses to bear, and then we're going right to swing from the chandelier. Rough Mike, I had to laugh when I stopped that. Listen, my brother called me this morning and told me he got him a car. I said, wow, look at that. Let me tell you, when you obey God, when you done did wrong and you come back and you apologize and you try to do the best you can, and then he came back to the show, God blessed him. Yeah, got a nice Toyota. We believe in them Toyotas. They take a licking and keep ticking for years and years and years. Yeah, so I thank God for that this morning. That's a testimony in itself. God is faithful. God is faithful. So look, we're talking this morning about having crosses to bear. Some people would say, well, why me? Why mama died? Well, why didn't that happen? One thing I know, if we in Jesus and he's in us, we're not just church people. You know, we're not just going to church. We're not just and going to the building, because I know people who had gone to that building 30 years and had not changed. Matter of fact, some of them appear to be worse than they were before they went to the building. We want that relationship. This is what we are after, the relationship with Almighty God through his son Jesus. I know some people want the relationship, women with a man, and the man want the relationship with the husband, but I mean, with the woman. The woman wanted with the man wanted with the woman. But the best way is to have a true relationship is with God. Leaning and depending on him, consulting him about everything. Trusting in him with all your heart. Leaning not to your own understanding. On everything before you make a move, you're talking to him. Why is that, Barbara? He'll direct your path. He'll show you which way to go. He'll show you where to go to get that loan. And the interest won't be going through the roof. Yeah. He'll show you where to go to get whatever you need because he's directing your path. You prayed about it before you did anything. So this morning we're looking at 1 Peter. And we start in chapter 1 at verse 1. And before we get there, we're going back to say this. Temptations are coming our way. But we must resist the temptation. If we resist it, it will pass or flee from us. Because see, many times when things come up, we tempted to make a step towards it. We tempted to try to fix it. We tempted to try to do something about it. And women especially. Because a lot of times we can't shut up. We can't stop talking. We can't stop telling you how we feel and what we feel like we're going through. We can't do that. And when we're doing this stuff like this, we're taking the place of God. Come unto me, all that's burden and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. No need for you to keep yapping with your husband. You done said what you had to say. He said what he had to say. Now let it go. Pray and let it go. And tell him, look, we're not on the same page here, but let's pray. I love you, and I know you love me. And we the people of God, we don't want to fight each other. Let's just pray and see what God does about it. But humble, you got to stay humble. That's another cross you're bearing. Some women say, oh, no, I'm not going to give him the satisfaction. I let him know I'm going to bow down. Why not? You married him. What you married him for? Do you love him? What's up? Oh, no, I'm not going to let her do that. Because, see, if I bow down to her like that, then she leading the man. What you married her for? You don't trust her? Because if there's no trust, there's no relationship. You may as well skip on and start praying. Start praying. Because your relationship is going to pray your relationship back. Yeah. That's a cross to bear. Temptation. There may be a variety of temptations that come up too. Sometimes it's angry. Guess what? Sometimes it's hate. Do you hear that? Hate. Sometimes it's a physical fight. You don't put your hands on somebody. Sometimes it's a cussing them out. Sometimes I just stay frustrated. Sometimes it's stress. The list is just endless. Because we're not taking our burdens to the Lord, leaving them there. We're not bearing the cross of Jesus. We're bearing the cross of ourselves. Because even in picking up your cross, you're going to follow him. And the cross that you're bearing is because of him. Now this hate and all this other stuff, fighting and bickering and cussing and acting a fool and stressing, that those are your crosses. You done picked that up and you're following yourself. You're not following God. So it gets worse and worse. But when you are happy instead of angry, when you love instead of hate, when you let kind words turn a fight away, instead of cussing them out, apologize if you feel like that will help. No need to stay frustrated. When you're staying frustrated, that means you holding the problem in your hand. You didn't leave it. You went to the altar, but you didn't leave it there. When you're stressed, that means you're worried over something. Worrying is a sin. It's okay to be concerned, but we're not to worry. Look, 1 Peter chapter 1 addresses the persecuted Christians living in five regions of Asia Minor. Exhorts the readers to emulate the suffering Christ in their distress. What he's saying here is remember Jesus and his suffering. Remember that after his passion and death, Jesus rose from the dead and is now in glory. He went through some great stuff, but look what his reward was for going through that. He went back with the Father. Matter of fact, the scriptures say he's sitting on the right hand of the Father. Not only that, he's still the Word. And look at the power that he carried. The only way you get to God, the true and living God, Jehovah, is you got to go through Jesus. His suffering gave him all of this. Our suffering give us great things. How many of them waited on the job 5, 10 years, and all of a sudden one day here they come and offer you a great position with the great pay that go with it? Have that ever happened to anybody? I drove a 1998 Ford Contour for 9 years. Never grumbled, never complained, loved the car, went on to do what I had to do because I wasn't trying to impress anybody by what I drove. At the end of 9 years, God gave me a car, a newer, better car. 2 years later, he gave me a brand new car. I'm the one who drove it off the lot. Why? All those 9 years, I picked up my cross and followed him. All those 9 years, I worked with the people. Some of them, I got to be honest, some of them, I just wanted to thump them away from me. Poof, be gone. Poof, be gone. But you got to love those that appear to be unlovable because everybody can be loved. He said, for God is love. We are to love one another. Not as the world loves. But we have to love those in the world enough to lift him up so he can draw. Because unless God draws us, we can't come. Unless he draws people in the world unto him, they can't come. How we got with him, he drew us. That's good news right there. Good news. So when you're going through, remember what Jesus went through. And no matter what, he didn't grumble, he didn't complain. He just went through because he knew the Father was there. He knew what he was doing would please the Father. And it would come back today and teach us a valuable lesson. And look what God did for him. Look at what he got for his suffering. The Father blessed him. 1 Peter teaches that our suffering is a participation in the suffering of Christ and is an occasion for rejoicing. Some people say, well, you crazy. My son went to prison. They beat him up before he went, and you going to tell me to rejoice? Yeah, and the reason why you're rejoicing, God spared your son's life. He could be dead. Could have been dead and gone. At least in prison, you can write him. He can call you. You can go see him if you want to. But if he was dead, there's nothing you can do. It's over with. All you didn't do for Buddy Boy and all Buddy Boy didn't say and do for you, it's over. So he says, rejoice. No matter the occasion either. Barbara C., you don't understand. These people going to take my house. Well, did God give it to you? How are they going to take from God? Go on and have your church service in that house by yourself. Go on and sing and praise God in there. It's all right. Second, he declares that right during their suffering, the Holy Spirit rests upon them. First Peter teaches that our suffering is a participation in the sufferings of Jesus Christ and is an occasion for rejoicing. Second, he declares that right during their suffering, the Holy Spirit rests upon them. I remember Brother Lance coming and saying how bad his uncle treated him. He said he knew something was wrong because the uncle, he thought it was his dad. And he was wondering why the dad was always abusive to him. He treated the rest of the kids real good, but brother, you know, Lance, he treated them real bad. Lance said he found this out, that the uncle was the daddy and the daddy was not the daddy. The daddy was the uncle. And the uncle was the real daddy, if you can understand. But he got saved. He had to go to God, and he got saved. He said, and once he got filled, he was speaking in tongues and all of that. And the stepdad got afraid of him because they said he had went and got some voodoo on him, some witchcraft. Yeah. The Holy Spirit would rest upon him when the dad come to mistreat him again. The Spirit of the Lord would move, and the stepdad could no longer abuse him. But he had to go through something. Yeah. So those who are suffering, and this is a great constellation, that Jesus suffered. He went through. He wanted things too like we want things. He wanted the church folks to act right. He wanted them to get right. He wanted them to have faith and believe in God. He wanted them to let go and let God have his way. But they didn't like the truth. They didn't want to understand. They came against him. But when we're suffering, when we're going through, we're going to rejoice during the suffering because the Spirit of the Lord will rest on us because he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us until the end. But do you believe this morning? That's the key. Those of us that come to him, we must believe. Those of us that came to him, we must believe and believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Lean not to your own understanding. Again, in all your ways, acknowledge him. He's going to direct your path. Always constantly seeking him. Because look, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No. There's a cross for everyone, and I know there's a cross for me. This is what we should think on. I am bearing my cross now and following Jesus. The cross is heavy, but because I'm following him, it's going to get lighter and lighter, and after a while, I'm going to lay the cross down. Once I get the lesson from the trial that I'm going through, it's over with. God has brought me. I done laid the cross down and brought me out. Now there's another cross coming because there's another trial coming. This is not an easy way. I can't tell you. You're going to wake up every day and it's just hallelujah. That's what Edward Smith said. Hallelujah. It's not going to be that way every day. We look to heaven remembering the cross, always remembering that cross that he bared for us. That was suffering. The Father promised never to leave us nor forsake us. He would be with us until the end. No need to worry or fret. Really, let go and let God have his way. No matter where we go or what we go through, he will not put more on us than we can bear. We got to remember that too. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting arms. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. We don't have to walk around, oh, worries me. Oh, I'm just troublesome going to this job every day. Oh, the church folks just talk about me so bad. Oh, I haven't found friends that I can really depend on. Just something. Look here. Let go. Let go and let God. Get into God. Go in your secret closet and begin to pray. We talking to the believers this morning because we know the world don't understand all of this. But the believers, we understand. Because we went to the altar with God and said, I do, and we stand with him. Everything may not be all right, but we stand with him. Because when we look back from where he brought us from, he brought us from a mighty long way. Every day is not your birthday, but guess what? It's not worse than it could be. Hallelujah. Yeah. So he's not going to put any more on us than we can bear. The Apostle Peter wrote this epistle to console the Christians that were suffering persecution at the hands of non-believers. Do you hear that? Non-believers. Oh, you're going to go through on the job. You're going to go through from people in other ministry, other churches, because everybody don't believe the same. I heard preachers preach that God ain't talking about he numbered the hair on your head. The devil is a fool and a liar. I done heard them say they don't believe God put stuff on the ground. He give you intellect and this. But how am I going to work with the spirit with my natural when the word said carnal and flesh is always at war with one another? When the word said I can't please God with my flesh. I got to have faith. It's got to be spiritual. I'm coming to a spiritual God, and that's the problem. There's many people teaching the people wrong. You teaching people to come to God in the natural, in their flesh, that won't work. He even said this, those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. I worship God through the word, through my life. My life is hid in him. It's a spiritual life now. Not so much that natural life anymore. I remember the time, oh goodness, thank you Jesus for saving me. I remember the time I would have wanted to fight over this right here. You say what? And I'm believing that, oh my goodness, it would have been ugly. I would have wanted to fight the preacher. And might have laid my hands on him. I'm not joking. But once God truly come in and I became that new creature in Christ, I no longer desire to act a fool. I no longer desire to do what does not represent God in the best, what does not please him and the things he can accept. Because there are going to be some trials for us. And the non-believers are always going to be there. But you got to know for yourself that your Redeemer lives. You got to know for yourself that you've been in your prayer closet. Not only did God hear you, but he's answering you. You got to believe. Yeah. And pray for the non-believer. You got to love them and pray for them because they still have the opportunity to become believers. We don't kick them out the door. We don't thump them away, poof, be gone. We don't say harsh words to them. In love and kindness have I drawn thee. We show them love. All of these are trials. All of these are crosses that we bear. All of these, we pick up these crosses and we follow in Jesus. This is why our behavior is different. We're being led by the Spirit of God. We have the word. We're following the word of God because Jesus is still the word. So the Apostle Peter wrote this to console the Christians that were suffering persecution at the hands of the non-believer. He encouraged them to continue living a life of sanctity and purity despite the troubles that they were going through. Peter recognizes the difficulties that Christians encounter when living in a society that opposes their values. Listen. They got so much going on now. If you just mention the word Sodom and Gomorrah, they say you're homophobic. Yeah. They got so much stuff going on now. Oh, boy. I don't even like to talk about it because God is going to fix it. Y'all hear what I say? It's him. The earth is his, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell. God is going to fix it. Because the non-believer, they're going to believe what they want to believe. We're going to go through some stuff, but we stay sanctified and we stay purified because the troubles are going to come. But we're leaning on the everlasting arms. We're leaning on Jesus. And we're going to be safe and secure from all along if we'll stay with him. But Peter saw the difficulties that Christians encounter when living in a society that opposed their values. Everybody's not for doing the right thing. Cheat them. Are you over there every morning being good to them? They don't deserve that. Girl, they don't listen at what you say. They don't even believe what you're talking about. They don't even give you no money. They're not even willing to help you to pay for the show. The devil is a fool and a liar. See, he going to send something to distract you if you're weak and if you allow it. He's going to tell you all kind of stuff about people when the word says judge not. Lest by the same measure you judge, you're going to be judged. Yeah. Look at today. Men are going through because we are different in the world, but not of this world. See, we in the world, but not of it. We're not following the world ways. Men are afraid to say anything because it sums up to more hate the truth than those who love it. Yeah, they don't like the truth. And if they live in a lie and you come to the truth, you know they're going to hate it. They don't like that. Stop that. You're this, you're that, you're a Bible beater, you're a Bible thumper, you're homophobic, you're this, that, and the other. Then the word said, light shined in darkness and darkness comprehended it not. It's no joke. It's no joke. Peter wrote this to let us know to be encouraged. These things were coming our way. We got to take up our cross still and bear. We yet got a cross to bear. We yet got to love these people. Treat them good. Try to encourage them the best that we can. But sometimes the scripture even told us, when you find a fool, leave them a fool. So sometimes we got to walk away and leave that fool. Because it's a fool who don't believe in God. That's the honest truth. Woke you up this morning. Because of him, you walk in the earth and you don't. We're moving on in Jesus' name. Then we know even the Catholic Church sees suffering as a good thing. Did you know that? The Catholic Church, they see human suffering as a chance to follow the example of Christ and believe that it is a part of God's plan. The Catholic Church, you know, the church over there where they say they're raping all the kids and everything. They say they believe in Mary more than, you know. Suffering is a trial. But it is through that trial that faith, hope, and love continue. And through that suffering, an individual can find their own identity and their identity in Christ. Remember I said that? Love them. You still got to love them. In love and kindness have I drawn thee. You don't fight the non-believer back. You don't say harsh words. I remember one time they had something going on in me. It was some homosexuals there, and one of them said something to me. And before I know that I had them say something, I know I hurt his feelings. Oh, my goodness. I knew I hurt his feelings so bad because that was my flesh. That wasn't the spirit of. Now, had I remembered that the spirit of God don't move that way, I never would have said that stuff to that man. Ooh, you talking about an ugliness. Y'all have no clue. And I often think about him some days now, wonder how he's doing. Yeah. Because we was in a chat and that whole room stopped. It was moving. That whole room stopped because of the ugly things I had said. to him. Yeah. But that won't draw him to God. That'll push him further away. Because I didn't do what I did in love. I did it out of my flesh. And how many know it's no good thing in your flesh? Yeah, that's a part of that old man. Yeah. But the bottom line is this. Peter is teaching us, though our faith in Christ, God has caused us to be born again to a living hope because Jesus is raised from the dead. Peter asserts our hope in Jesus. Yeah. And if we look at Luke chapter 14 and 27, it says, and whosoever doeth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Yeah, Luke 14 and 27. And whosoever doeth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. He bare the cross, we got to bear it. Oh, yeah. We won't escape it. But the good part is that we know that there are trials. The good part is this. We know our trials come to make us strong. The good part is this, we know that we can go to him in the midst of our trials. While we're going through, we yet have an adversary. I mean, we yet have a mediator, the true and living Son of God. We yet can go to Jesus and cry out to him to go to the Father on our behalf. And he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's in the midst of the trial with you. He's right there. So when I look at 1 Peter chapter 1, he's talking about this now. He's talking about we got to go through teaching us this. Don't try to get out of your trial. Go through it praising. You'll come out a lot quicker. In 1 Peter chapter 1, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bethany, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Oh, I like the way they start letters. I love it. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus. He let you know right off the bat who he is. I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ. And see, one thing about when you know the person office, you're looking for them to behave in a certain way. That's another cross. You looking for your pastor to be the man of God and do godly things. You're not looking for the pastor to go with the choir member. You're not looking for him to have his wife on the first row to the right and his girlfriend on the first row to the left. That's not what you're looking for. You're not looking for your pastor to be in the pulpit texting while praise service is going on or sitting in the pulpit with his legs crossed and the praise service going on. These are crosses, and many times we have to bear. Pray for the pastor, pray for the congregation, and keep it going in Jesus. Because if he put you there, he allowed you there for a reason. In verse 2, it says, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience. And sprinkling of blood, of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Oh, they always have some goodness they want to spread on you. They want to speak the blessings of the Lord on you. Sanctification. You've been set aside of the Spirit. You've been set aside unto obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. This is who we're talking to, the believers. Hey, glory. In verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's not just God, but he's the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, oh, his mercy lasts forever, has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He's talking to the believer. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. I have to prepare to go back. Look what he gave me, an inheritance. Oh, I feel like running. He gave me an inheritance that's incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away. He got it on reserve in heaven for me. It's waiting on me. I'm already blessed before I get there. I got to prepare down here. I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. I got another home that's not made by hand. But I got to bear my cross, you see. I got to love him enough to bear my cross. I got to love him enough to pray and ask for the lesson out of the trial that I'm going through, out of the cross bearing. Yeah. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. It says, who are kept by the power of God through faith. Woo, look at here. Unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. I'm kept by the power of God through faith. No other way you're going to be kept. Because if we don't believe, we can't stay. If we don't believe, we're going to find ourselves taking care of our own problems. Well, you know the thing, I'm swinging from a chandelier. Huh? At 64 overweight. What in the foolishness? If I'm not kept by the power of God through faith, the next thing you know, I'm out there with the minister. Oh, you don't want to see that. Out there with the minister at on. I done colored my hair pink or purple or something. I done took the eyelashes off the horse, and now I'm wearing it. I'm out here looking like a straight fool and think I'm looking beautiful. I'm out here cheating on my husband, cheating on my wife. I'm out here lying, stealing. Then went crazy because I got a reprobated mind. I'm out here talking backwards about the word of God. I'm not telling the truth. I'm lying. I'm putting my own words to it. I'm adding and taking away from the word of God. Why? I don't allow him to keep me. I got to be kept by the power of God through faith. Unto salvation ready to reveal in the last time. I'm ready to tell you right now about the goodness of it. Wherein, in that sixth verse, it says, ye greatly rejoice though now for a season. See, we rejoice in some of us, but it's only going to be for a season. If need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation. Didn't I tell you about that temptation? Did I not tell you that thing coming? Sometimes we're going to find out people prejudice against us. Sometimes we're going to find out people hate us. And it's not always the color of the skin prejudice. Some people going to be prejudiced against you because you wear your hair in a bun. You don't have a perm. Some people going to be prejudiced against you because you wear a size 12 shoe and you don't wear a 6. All kind of stuff. And you're going to be tempted to tell them about themselves. In some cases, you're going to be tempted to cuss them out. Of just that fight even. But these are trials. And we might be in heaviness through the manifold of temptation. Because see, I'm feeling some kind of way now because I couldn't tell them about themselves. I'm feeling some kind of way because I couldn't take my fist and knock them out. No. That's not God. That's that flesh. So wherein we greatly rejoice though now for a season, if need be, we are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Well, James told us about that tempting. When we tempted, we're enticed. See, when we allow temptation to grow, then we fall on into it. We go on and do it. I heard somebody tell me, well, if you think of it, you may as well do it. The devil is a fool and a liar. A thought is a thing, but I'm going to repent. I'm not going to actually go and do that. I thought of it and it's wrong, Lord, and please forgive me. But God, I'm not going to actually do that. Help me today. Yeah. 7 says that the trial of your faith, here we go again, being much more precious than of gold that perishes through it be tried, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. What he's telling us here, gold have to be purified. Yeah. And gold is precious. And it have to go through the fire. And so will we. We're going to go through the fire. But we're going to be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. What we going through now? Serving the Lord. It'll pay y'all after a while. Somebody said, well, Barbara, I want my pay now. Serving the Lord, it'll pay y'all after a while. Why is that? You keep working each and every day. Continue to let God have his way. You walk up right before him. Serving the Lord, it'll pay y'all after a while. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. I'm a living witness. It will pay off after a while. We just can't give up. We cannot give up. We cannot turn around. We got to keep our eye on God and keep going. In the name of Jesus. The trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes. You know gold will fade away, though it be tried with fire. It's precious, though. How many people chase after gold? How many people, when they want jewelry, they want to make sure that's real gold? I want to make sure this is a real diamond. It's precious. Though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That's us, that precious gold. We're going to go through the fire, we're going to be tried. Verse 8 says, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We never saw Jesus, but I love him. You love him. And whom though now ye see him not, you still haven't seen him, yet you believe. So ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of joy and full of glory. Why? You know your Redeemer lives. Why? I seen God step up on the scene and turn that thing around. I heard what they say, but God stepped up on the scene and changed the answer. They said no, but when God stepped up, it turned into a yes. I have not seen him, yet I love him, in whom though now I still don't see him, but I believe, and I rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. How many mornings y'all done heard me, boy, just so happy? Ooh, in Jesus. Not in the natural, in the spirit. Because I know beyond a shadow of doubt, his word hold true. I know beyond a shadow of doubt, he's real. He's been here with me. He never left me. Even when I was a sinner, he yet died for me. The gifts I have, he gave me the gifts before I repented, before I came to him in the fullness, because before I entered my mother's womb, he had already predestined me. He had already gave them gifts to me. But I had to come to him in the fullness for the gift to come out. The gift of love, the gift of giving. Ah, sometimes the gift of wisdom kick in. Thank you, Jesus. Many different, the gift of love. And if people really knew about that gift of giving, all of us would have to get a Brinks truck to come and take our money somewhere. Cars would be lined up in your driveway. They wouldn't just give to you because you're the preacher, you're the prophet, you're the prophetess, you're the evangelist. They wouldn't just give me, but that gift of giving would cause them to be so blessed. They don't have room to store it. They don't even have no more room to receive. He loves a cheerful giver because giving multiplies. I know some people don't understand. Honey, I got to pay my light bill, sugar. And then next week, I got to have my sodas. I got to drink me a Coke. Y'all don't understand, honey. I got to go to Starbucks and have my coffee and lemon cake. And that's all you're going to have, sister. That's all you're going to have. Y'all forgive me for laughing. I thought of myself. That's why I'm laughing. I'm raising my right hand because I'm guilty. Been there and done that. What? The pastor anniversary? I have an anniversary every year. My birthday, he don't run over here and do nothing for my birthday. I'm not giving him nothing. Been there and done that. I'm the member. He getting paid over there. We paying him. He riding in the Cadillac. I'm over here riding in a station wagon. If anybody get anything, I need it. I got 8 kids over here trying to feed them. Yeah, I'm just telling you. But I didn't know about the gift of giving. Jerry, cut it out. I did not know about the gift of giving. See? Had I known, I'd have been a giver back then, receiving much. My kids wouldn't have liked anything. I'm a giver today because he loves a cheerful giver. And look, if I can't pay a bill, I'm going to pay my tithes and offer, and I'm planting my seed. Because it's coming up. The money coming from somewhere to bless me. It's coming back to me where I needed it. Okay, well, now I can pay bills. I can do more than bills now because God done blessed me because I planted a seed and I paid my tithes and offerings. Yes, I did. Hallelujah. And yes, I will. God taught me that. Receiving the end of your faith. Oh, look at this. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Receiving the end of your faith. See, because one day you're going to clock out down here and go on home with the Lord. And once you get there, you don't really got to have faith because you're there. You know. See, I don't need faith to hold my wallet. I don't have to believe I'm holding my wallet. I know I'm holding it. How you know, Barbara? It's in my hands and I'm feeling it. I can open it. I can unzip the card back here where the cards and things go. Yeah. I don't have to believe that. I know that. And when we get there with him, we ain't got to believe it. We're going to know it. Even the salvation of our souls. At verse 10, it says, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesies of the grace that should come unto you. My goodness alive. Huh? Anybody ever prophesied to you that some goodness was coming your way? Any prophet ever told you, stay with God, baby, stay with God. Trust God. You got to trust him. You got to believe. Anybody ever told you that? They searched diligently. They found out, and now they prophesy of the grace that should come upon you. We know what grace is, and his grace abounds. Many days we don't deserve the grace, but he give it to us because of his love. You've heard me say many times, really, we truly deserve death. But his grace his mercy, most of all his love. Because see, his love is what caused the grace and the mercy to abound for us. It's what caused mercy to endure forever for us. Hallelujah. 11 says, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. I'm going to keep following God. I'm going to keep following him. He going to keep blessing me. It don't matter to me about the time. I know in September of 19, I want to say September the 29th of 1993, I know he came into fullness. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that day. But guess what? It let me know. Ooh, I've been had a testimony. It just let me know some things. Hallelujah. 12 says, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us that did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. The angels want what we got. Yeah, he made them different. You see? But unto whom it was revealed, that not unto themselves, but unto us that did minister, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, with things that angels desire to look into. Look, we heard the word. We heard the word and believed it was revealed to us. And if we stay in this word, see, he said, which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. The anointing came upon the preacher, upon the prophet, and they came on and gave you what God gave them to give to you. The angels see all of this, and now they desire to, you know, be in on it. They want to look and see, well, is it any part of that for me? You don't need it. You're angel. You're right there with them. Desire more of God, and I guess that's what they're looking at. Let me desire more through the Holy Spirit. 13 says, wherefore, gird up now. Gird up the loins of your mind. Begin to seek God with your whole heart. Seek him with your whole heart. You're going to pull your mind out the world. You're going to pull your mind off your heart's desires. You're going to pull your mind off who talking about you, who lied on you, unforgiveness. You're going to gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. You ain't getting drunk. I ain't say you couldn't have a glass of wine with your dinner, but you're not getting drunk. I didn't say you couldn't have a first Sunday communion, but you're not getting drunk. Because when you gird up the loins of your mind and you pull all of these things in, you want the words of your mouth, the meditation of your heart to be acceptable in his sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You're not trying to think of evil, nothing evil. Now you want to fear the Lord and you departing from evil. Everything that you're thinking of now, you want God, you thinking of godly things, you thinking of spiritual things. Now you're allowing this mind to be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. What he said up here. Let me see what he said up here. He talked about that grace of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Gird up the loins of our minds. That's what we got to do. Pull our minds in. Take your mind off Tyler Perry and all that stuff he bringing on BET. Take your mind off them cuss words. It's not what go in a man that defile him, but it's what come out. We seeking God with our whole heart. We forget materialistic things. We forgetting the heart desire of what we want. We stretch it out in Jesus. Oh God, we want you to be pleased with us. We want you to help us to let our flesh die so your spirit can live through us. That's what we want. We don't want to be church-going people. Jesus in the morning people, we getting worse instead of better. Because we hear you speaking, but we don't apply it to our everyday life. We haven't girded up the loins of our mind. We haven't decided to be sober. Because see, when you're thinking evil, that's not a sober mind. Not in you a believer. You're drunk off evil. And we don't want to be drunk off evil. 14 says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As an obedient child, I'm not doing what I used to do. I had the lust for marijuana. I had the lust for Crown Royal, Hennessy, whatever I was drinking. I had the lust to lay up with men I wasn't married to. I had the lust to do illegal things to go after money. I was ignorant. Me and Jerry talked about this before. I was ignorant. I did not understand. I did not know. And I'm raising my hand because I didn't take the time to search to find out to know. That Robin Lee and Maven. Okay, Robin Lee. Okay. Evangelist of Maven. All right. Yeah. See, back then, I was ignorant. And I listened to people in the world that was ignorant. I heard people tell me this. Yeah, oh, look here. In conversation. And I'm looking at them like they was crazy, but I was still ignorant. That's the only game the man left us to play, selling dope. That wasn't the only game he left me to play. I hadn't had executive made specialty. My son called me about that the other week. Yeah, I had already had social assistance services. My own business. Ain't no man stopped me from demanding, stop me from getting what I wanted. I stopped me from getting what I wanted. I made the choice to sell dope, to get greedy, and to have more money that wasn't even right, poisoning the people. Don't tell me nothing about this only game the man left for me. The man ain't left me nothing. I'm like James Brown. He didn't have to give me nothing. He opened the door. I got it for myself. Yeah, and I know some people won't like me. Yeah, I know it. And I know they'll call me Tom and everything else, but don't call me Tom. Call me Tammy. I ain't no Tom. I'll be a Tammy though. Because it's the truth. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. See, I'm not doing those things no more. Bye-bye. You look better on the go. Going on for me. Kirk Franklin wrote a song, and the song said in there, bye-bye. Yeah, goodbye. It's a new day for the believer. It's a new day for the believer. But when I was ignorant, and hanging with ignorant people, I became more blind and more ignorant. Oh, but I'm obedient now. And I don't have to do those things that I used to do. For if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things has passed away, and behold, all things have become new. I like to go back to this one too. Whom the Son set free. Hallelujah, Jesus. He or she. When he said he meant the generic term, man or woman. whom the Son set free, S-O-N, you're free indeed. It's your choice to get connected back to foolishness now. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get connected back. It's your choice. Yes, Lord. Goodbye, world. Hello, God. Hello, Spirit of God. 15 says, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Yeah. But as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. But we got to put it to work. I'm still working on that. I am still working on that. Because there are days the Lord just come and say, look, now that wasn't that, no, you, that didn't meditate right. You didn't meditate. Okay. Yeah, those words were not pleasing in my sight. What you said, no, it wasn't. Yeah. So we keep praying. We keep preparing. We keep asking God to help us because we can't do it without him. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of person, judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourn here in fear. Yeah. And if you call on the Father, you see, we got to call on, we got to pray. Without respect to persons. I tell y'all that he's no respect of persons. Judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourn here in fear. Because he's going to judge the work. It's not the work that saved us, but we got work to do and he's going to judge us according. And I know many done messed up people and told people, it's all right to cuss. It's all right to go over there. It's all right to club. God understand your heart. And listen to me. That's the problem. That's a big problem. He truly knows the very intent of your heart. And it was him that said, put that filthy communication out of your mouth. Not just gossiping. Not just talking bad. But them ugly words that you say. Why would you talk like that? What's wrong with your vocabulary? That was the first thing I wanted to go. Jesus, help me, Lord. Because see, I was scared that I was going to cuss in front of the bishop. I'm telling you that. I was so scared I was going to cuss in front of the bishop and them church people. I didn't know what to do. Lord, please, God. Please take this cussing demon from me, Lord. I don't want to cuss no more. because I knew me. I knew just about every word came out the mouth was a dirty, ugly word. It wasn't nothing to be proud. And I didn't mean it in the kindest way. No, I did not. I meant that just, the meaning of it was just the way you heard it, the way it sounds, that's the way I meant it. It wasn't no, and I mean this in the kindest way. No, it wasn't any of that. So now that we know he'll judge us according to every man's work, whether it be good or whether it be bad now. So we need to pass the time of our sojourn here, our time here, staying here. We need to pass that in unto the Lord. Not scared, but fear. There's a difference. See, when you're scared, you're going to run away. You don't want nothing to do with it point blank because you're scared. But how many people see the movies on the TV where the people in fear, but they stay right there? They don't move. They're in fear, but they stand right there. Well, they said it's 100 houses and two of the people came with us and died. They don't leave. They're not scared. They're in fear. I'm not scared of God, but I fear him. And I fear him because he's the one that can destroy the body and the soul. I fear him because he's got all power. He made me for his pleasure. I didn't make him for nothing. I've heard people tell me, oh, you know, you can go to God and demand. Demand what? Who are you talking to? I know you're not telling me I'm going to go to God and demand nothing. I'm sure we can. Jacob said he wasn't turning him loose until he blessed him. I'm not that kind of person. I accept what God allows, and I wait on him. Because, Lord, your eyes are in every place. You're beholding the evil and the good. You see what I'm going through. But you told me in your word to seek you. You said in your word that if I diligently seek you, you were going to reward me. If I diligently seek your word, apply it to my everyday life, you were going to reward me. I don't know how people serve two gods. There was only one Jesus. There's only one Jehovah. But the way I see some people, they serving two of them. They serving two different Jesus, and they serving two different Jehovahs. I don't understand, but it, you know, you just have to pray and keep moving. But we want God to do everything for us without doing anything for him, without making his flesh die, because it's against him. Carnal and spiritual always at war. My flesh wants to be pleased. But there's no good thing in my flesh. This is what got me in trouble. It wasn't Jesus. He come that I might have life and have it more abundantly. My flesh got me in trouble. My flesh had me fornicating. And every man I laid with, I married him. Yeah. We became one. I had to go back and divorce them all. Had to go back and ask God to forgive me. Had to ask God to heal me, clean me up, fix all of that for me, Lord. I don't know how to fix it. 18 says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your father. The American dream. The parents teach, go to school, get a good education. Get a good job, take care of yourself. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, deceived by traditions from your father. Conversation need to be holy. I need to seek God for what he has for me and not seek me for what I want and what my parents and other folk say I should get, because they'll tell you get the American dream. This is why you see so many liars over there on Facebook and other places. They're always trying to look bigger than they are because they want you to think they are somebody, they are something. But without God, we can do nothing. We're incorruptible now. We want to be incorruptible. We don't want to be corruptible. You know what corrupt is? Ooh, no. 19 says, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. He was already here. Before God made the world, Jesus was already here. And he made him flesh, and flesh dwelt among men. So now he's been manifest in these last times for us. Who by him, 21, who by him do believe in God, that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Look what he said. Who by him do believe? Jesus believed in God. We must believe. that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unframed love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. You're going to go through some trials. You're going to go through some trials. One more time in 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Yeah. Hallelujah. We thank God for his word this morning. Lord, do it for us today. In the name of Jesus. Help us to remember that we have crosses to bear. Our trials are coming. But Father, they come to make us strong. And Lord, help us to get up from sitting down and work unto you. And I ask this morning in the name of Jesus that you would heal our hearts and regulate our minds. Heal our minds, Lord, for our life is hid in you. We have nothing to worry about if we'll trust you, if we'll walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, do it for us today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. Thank you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I'm going to one quick song that I want you to hear. And this is the Chandelier song. And what I found out is this young lady had become a drinker, maybe an alcohol abuser. Let's say that. And she said she was a wild party girl. And swinging from the chandelier is a way to describe the activities, wild party, you know, where people do crazy stuff, you know, at a wild party, you know, and silly things and have had fun times. Instead of saying literally what you did or planned to do, you can just substitute that phrase and people understand that it was fun and out of control. Yeah, out of control. And this is why people say in the world, what they're doing is fun. It pleases the flesh. Lyrically, the song has a melancholic theme detailing the demoralization and rationalization of alcoholism through the thought process of a party girl. How many know you get drunk? Women have gotten drunk in bars and been taken advantage of. Yeah. All kind of things can happen to you when you're drunk because you're not in control. You're out of control. The song has tricked the listener in the same way that the alcohol has tricked this woman. S-A-I is her name. It makes you feel good in the moment, but it hides the underlying sadness. The song has managed to trick you in the same way that drugs trick millions of people. Swing from the chandelier means you're holding on for dear life. It is rooted in the now sober, S-A-I, that's her name, past struggles with alcoholism. That's why Chandelier was interesting to me, she says. I wrote the song because there are so many party girls, anthem in pop, she told NPR. The song stemmed from an impromptu jam session between S-A-I and pop producer Jesse Shakin. This girl come out of it. On the video when she come in, it appears that she's naked, but I think she got on a bodysuit, the same color as her skin. but she look as if she's naked. And many parents are edging their children on and pushing their children on. Do the chandelier dance. Now, when your son or daughter become an alcoholic or a drug abuser, no need in crying. You never took the time to go research the song. You never took the time to see what it was all about. I told you the other day, I named my children these names that I didn't have no clue what it meant. But as they got older and became adults, I saw who they were. They were who, they went through the same thing that of the person I named them after. I told you about Abdullah Rahman. I named my daughter Naima Nicole. There was a sister, she was a Muslim sister, and her name was Naima. Sweet and humble. And if you fool with Naima, she'll get you in trouble. Because anything bad, she didn't like it. And I saw that in my daughter. But wisdom, wisdom. You got to use wisdom in all things. So we need to be praying for that real severely. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Understanding, knowledge, and wisdom. Yeah, we need that. Lord, you told me about it. I learned. And I understand it, but I need to know how to use it. So I want y'all to listen to this. This is what she wrote.
Party girl, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up, bring up my doorbell, I feel the love, I feel the love.
you want to teach your children, you know, everything that come out is not for us, it's not for you. And I think really she's got a beautiful voice. Louis, I don't want to mess it up, but I'm going to have to get rid of Purple Pill because I just can't take no more of foolishness today. But yeah, it's that we got to teach our children. And the word says that. Train up a child in the way that he should go. When he get old, he won't depart from it. Now, that's what the word said. I didn't say it. And so we want to train our children right. We want to train them to love God, fear God, you know, and follow the word of God, praying that God send us to a place where the word is being taught, you know, and the truth is being taught so that we'll know how to bless our children. Because if not, they listen to all kind of stuff. Oh, boy, I just couldn't take it. I just could not take it. But I know how that go, because back in the day, when I was a parent, you know, there were songs come out. I didn't investigate nothing. The song come out, and me and my kids, we were in there just having a ball off the song. We barely paid the lyrics any attention, you know, what the song really said. Yeah. So it's okay. It's all right today in Jesus' name. Listen, the studio is open. If there's anyone have something they would like to say today, please feel free to press that number one and come in. All right, Miss Derry. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning, Sister Barbara. God bless you too. When you in you're in the world leads you into places a sane person wouldn't go in.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not in your right mind.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, swinging from a chandelier. First of all, only a crazy person would try to swing from a chandelier. That tell you something's wrong right there.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in Christ, old things pass away, and you become a new creature in Christ. So now God's going to wake you up in your right mind. Not in the world's mind, but in your right mind. And you will say to God, or I'll say to God, God, direct my path. Lead me as I should go. In my opinion, I don't think God's going to just tell me, well, Jerry, you see that chandelier up there? Get a ladder, knock the ladder down, and just swing from the chandelier. He's not going to tell me that. Because we serve a God that is sane but not insane. I don't think the drug addict really wakes up one morning and say, you know what I think? I want to try drugs, and I want to get hooked on drugs. I want to become homeless, and I want to hit rock bottom. That's an insane person. But in most cases, what happens to the drug addict, and it needs to be investigated, you go to the doctor, you got a spring, and I don't mean a break, but a spring, and the first thing he do is get out that prescription pad. I've learned after two good prescriptions on oxycodone, you can come addicted. Not one, but two. It takes. Now you looking everywhere. He only give you so many prescriptions, then he has to watch his license. But when he's watching his back, now you are addicted. Now that's, you're going to search everywhere where you can get some more of what the doctor gave you. My advice to anybody, when the doctor start giving you that first prescription, say, Doc, is there anything else you can give me close to this opiate that I do not become addicted? No one wakes up and says, I want to pop pills. I want to live on the street. I want to lose my job. That's an insane person. So our daily prayer should be to our Father, our God, Lord, keep me in my right mind.
Amen.
Lead me as you would have me to go. So, yes, we may fall down. We may hurt ourselves very bad. I'm talking from experience on this. I said to a friend of mine one time, I know I have an addictive personality. How you know that, Jerry? Because my parents were drug addicts and alcoholics. Well, that don't mean you'll be an alcoholic or drug addict. My father had to be insane to kill my mother. He just had to be with a shotgun. He was on heroin. That was back in the days. That was the popular drug.
Mm-hmm.
He had to be on something out of his mind. They wasn't believers in Christ. A friend of mine the other day was talking to somebody, and she asked him to say something about Jesus. The lady begrudgingly said it because all she wanted was a fortune teller thing. Her to tell her, oh, will I get this? Will I have that? Stop. First of all, nobody wakes up being married for 18 years and say, I'm done with the marriage now. It takes two to get married. Two, to make the marriage go sour. I can't just blame my ex-husband that, okay, it was all him. No, we both did something. But I could only see him because what? I'm not in my right mind. I'm of the world. But when God starts putting the world, pulling the world out of you and putting you in the world, pulling you out of the world. See how the devil tried to twist my words? No. God says, trust me. Walk in my faith. The Lord said, call upon me in the days of your trouble. He didn't say, Jerry, go over there and call Barbara so she can tell you what to do. Yes, I call Barbara. But I'm going to tell her about the goodness of the Lord because first I need to get into a closet. I need to get in my word. I need God to say, Jerry, the way you're looking at this is all wrong. I'm going to reveal some things to you about some people. Please, daughter, don't take it wrong. Well, God, when he revealed it to me, I had almost a breakdown because I've been knowing these people about 7.5, 8 years. And all of a sudden, God, you reveal this to me? Why, God? Why? Because God say, I don't want you ignorant. I want you knowledgeable about everything in your life. You can't go around ignorant just because you don't want to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You must understand the way of God. God said, let me lead your path. Well, he can't lead your path if you're pulling against him and saying, no, this ain't true. I know these people. How well do we know anybody? Sometimes, how well do you know yourself? If you haven't called on God, sometimes we'll say, God promised me this and he hasn't done it. No, well, try not to invest in what God haven't delivered into what God has done. I don't focus on what God's going to do. Focus on what God has already done. Most of the time when we get the word from the prophet, apostle, teacher, preacher, or even the tree, we're getting something that is going to happen if we believe. But God has to keep us in that burning hot furnace because we have so much junk in us, on us, that must be burned off of us. Yesterday, I had to call on the Lord and say, God, save me. Save me because what you've shown me this morning has made me angry with some people. I don't want to be angry. Father wrapped me in his arms all day yesterday until late last night. I didn't show you this, daughter, to hurt you. I showed you this because these people need prayer. I need you to help them to come and follow me. I didn't show you that, my daughter, so you can make judgment, because I tell you, judge ye not. I didn't show you that, daughter, so you could become angry and distant. I showed you that because I need you like I needed Joshua. I need you like I needed Noah. Remember, Noah didn't question me. He said, I'm going to build a boat. Well, where Noah's at, it never rained. The people say, Noah, what you doing? I'm building a boat. What's a boat, Noah? Notice how Noah built the boat. He didn't know how to build a boat. God got it. He didn't even put a steering wheel on the boat because he didn't need a steering wheel. God is going to steer, direct, and navigate. We need God to stir up the goodness in us and navigate our lives. Be willing to follow even what appears to be bad, a bad person. No, they're not bad. They're just ignorant. God loves you enough, even when he was dying on the cross, to give them, Father, for they know not what they're doing. Who would try to kill the Savior? An ignorant person. Who would try to take a good person out of your life that's providing for you, Jerry, crazy person? Everybody that's ever met Mr. Robert, they say, oh, God, he's good. He was bad. But the person I was praying for and told her about, yeah, I got a divorce from Mr. Robert. Why? She was excited then because you know what? Now I'm like her. Her husband has left her. He's divorced her. Well, why did he divorce you, Jared? Well, let me get it straight. If I'm going to tell the story, let me tell it right. He didn't divorce me. I went to 7 lawyers until I could get a divorce. I called my friend. She said, Jared, God ain't showing me you're supposed to divorce him. We have determination, so God going to give us our free will. 7 lawyers. Now, if you were supposed to get a divorce, Jared, that first lawyer would have did it. She said, you went to 7 lawyers? What did he do so bad? He lied and he cheated. God said, well, who among us have not committed sin? I was just as simple as he was. But I could not get beyond my insane mind to forgive him. Only a crazy person will hold back and throw away was something good. Why? You're not really in Christ. You in Christ, but you're a new creature. You haven't learned what God is trying to do and show you yet, Jerry. You so headstrong, even when your mother was trying to help you, she had to take you to the next level. God had to take me to the next level. He had to let me press on those gas at over 100 miles an hour and hit a tree. He had to press on Jerry harder and harder. Jerry, do not do this. Okay, I heard God. But when you're not really in Christ, my sheep know my voice, and they shall not answer to a stranger. My sheep. I was his sheep. I didn't answer him because why? First of all, what Robert did wasn't so bad because you were doing the same thing. But God covered you, but he exposed Robert. And as I go along in this walk now, I see why God did it. He wanted to see how I was going to really act. Well, I acted a fool. Hands up, I acted a fool. Hands up, I was unforgiving. Hands up, I did not do what the word said. Get angry, sin not. I didn't just sin. I took sin to the next highest level. Because this is Jerry you're talking about. She going to go to the next level on anything except for cleaning and cooking. Now, that's another story. But Jerry and this world, we need to press down, shake it together so our blessings can run over. We need to say, God, good morning. Tell me which way to go. Don't get up. Some mornings don't even say good morning. Hop out the bed, go to the bathroom, brush your teeth, and go sit out and start thinking on the badness of your life. No. Get up. Good morning, Lord God. Thank you for this brand new day. Keep me in my right mind so I may go as you will have me to grow. Don't get up in a hateful, mean way, because just because you up right now, I could have a stroke over this phone while I'm speaking. God so loved the world. What make you so precious that you're going to live forever? Nothing. Trust God. Obey God. My mother used to say this one thing, obedience is better than sacrifice. A closed hand, nothing can get in it because it's closed. Give. Open your hand and watch God double for your trouble. Don't worship nothing, Jerry, because all of this on this side of the earth is alone. Wait till you get to the other side and see what God really has for you. I don't want to die and not go where God wants me to be. I want to be to the other side. So I prayed to God, forgive me how I reacted by what he showed me. Teach me how to handle this. And, Lord, I will do your will. I realize now that was the devil got in me so bad I'm weeping like, God had to come and comfort me and say, baby, I didn't do it to hurt you. And I know you love these people. I had to do it because I need you to help them come and know me. These people don't know me, Jerry. Okay, God. These people don't know me. And when the people don't know me and my goodness, they will go the wrong way. They will walk in the desert for 40 years when it should have been 99. They don't know the goodness I can do for them. They don't understand by Father, I stretch my hands to thee, for there's no other help I know. Because in their mind, their bank account is what make them as good as they are. I had to tell her the other day, well, if he gives her my money, I'll take his name off my account. I said, whoa, wait now. You can't take his name off. The heck I can. I put him on. Yes, you put him on. But you will have to close that account. Open up an account in your name only, and his money will no longer go in your account. It'll go in his. Which means your bank account will be smaller and his will be larger. So I would be careful making moves in anger. Because once you give him his own bank account, you won't be able to get any of his money. She gets quiet. This is true. Are you sure I can't just go in and tell? Because if you take his name out the account, let's think about this for a minute. You take his name off the account, his money's not supposed to go in somebody else's account. His name not on my account. I don't see his check just coming into my bank. I said, we must think before we act. I didn't think. I was hot, angry, and mad, embarrassed. Mr. Crowd was embarrassed after he got his divorce. He still said to people, that's my wife. He did not give up of me being his wife. He did not get so angry he wanted to take my name off his bank account. She's so angry because the man said, I'm going to give her, I'm going to still give my baby money. Because he believed, because he's a believer, I believe God's going to direct her path sooner or later. He got in his truck and came home to his daughter. We must stop acting and start trusting God. Stop when somebody says, a black man man being killed by a policeman. Not every policeman done did something wrong. No. We must start saying, Lord, fix this situation. We don't have no power. No power. God allows things to happen just to see how we're going to react. He's God all by himself. And so today I want to say, Lord, thank you for our law enforcement. Thank you for our military. Thank you, Lord, for the understanding you've given me on this prayer line every day. Lord, help me to understand that where I'm at is just where I'm at for now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, teach me as you will have me to go. Don't allow my mind to do anything because you said I'll wake you up in a sound mind. Old things must pass away. Because now you are a new creature, Jerry. You're a new creature of Christ in me. That's what I want to believe. I want to believe, fret not yourself of evildoers, nor the enemies of their iniquity. For they soon shall be cut down like the green grass. Delight yourself in me, Jerry. I'll give you the desires of your heart. But, Jerry, listen to me. You must follow me. You must obey my instruction. Because you are my sheep, you know my voice. And you shall not answer to a stranger. And because I read the Bible like instead of where it says us, them, and thee, I put Jerry name there. The Lord is Jerry's shepherd. Jerry shall not want. See, I make this reading of the Bible, it becomes mine personally. And when it says in Mark 11, speak to that mountain, I said, mountain, this is Jerry. I speak thou and removed out of my life. But I heard a song one day, a lady singing, I'm climbing on the rough side of the mountain. You know why the mountain has to be rough? Because if it's smooth, you can't climb it, and you're going to slide down. But if it's got some notches in it, you can step on it, and you can get where God's trying to take you. When you first get pregnant, oh, I'm pregnant. Oh, I'm so happy, happy, happy. But as the baby gets larger and your back goes hurting, oh, I should be glad when it's out of me. Birthing new life is hard. Walking God's instruction is not going to always be easy, but it will be a lesson that you will remember. I remember now, and I see now I had a good husband. The street will always show you that they are better than what you got. Because, see, let me tell you, the street's not with you when the light bills do. The street's not with you when the cable bill due. The street's not with you when the groceries is low. The street is just there to have fun and nothing else. So when you go home to the person that's really providing for you, you're not thinking about the streets and how much fun you all having, but you all are not paying no bills over there. Don't let the world fool you that what's on the outside is better than what you have on the inside. God won't give you nothing bad. First, apologize to the person that you don't think you've done nothing to. Hands up, that's me. Secondly, look in the mirror and say, Lord, what junk is on me that needs to come off? So I may go as you will have me to grow. Because walking with God is a growing experience. I'm not longer a child as my mother would raise me as I should go. I'm with God that is now teaching me how to love, respect, and do as he tells me to do. When I don't do what God asks me to do, I am a disobedient child. Starting today, yes, yesterday I had a breakdown. Oh, my God. How could God show me something like that? Then I wanted to say, that was the devil. God would have never done that. What did God quickly remind me? My sheep know my voice. You've been my sheep now for over 12 years. You know my name. My sheep know my voice. I told you to say goodbye to the world so you know who I am. I am the I am that you can just touch the hem of my garment and become healed. I am the I am that can spit on the clay and make you come visible and see. I am the I am that can tell you everything about you and even tell you what you got at home is not even yours. I am the I am. Tell you don't go down that street, don't mash down that gas, and Barbara, don't run that red light because you're going to get a red light ticket of $158. And the more you don't pay it, it's going to add up and add up and add up. But if you trust me, Barbara, even though you didn't do what I told you not to do, I'm going to still bless you. God always fulfills his promise. If he gives you an instruction, don't rest it off the, oh, that ain't God. Most of the time we don't want to say it's God because it's something we don't want to do. So forgive me this day, Father, for I have sinned in my words and in my thoughts. There are some things I've done that has not been like you, God, even on this walk. But please help me to walk the walk that you will have me to go. I'm still learning, Lord. I'm trying to get it right every day. I'm truly trying to get it right, God. I'm trying to do what you really want me to do in the name of Jesus. I'm trying to be all, like they say in the armed forces. I'm trying to be all I can be in Christ. I'm trying to be what you desire of a young lady. I can't be what you desire of my sons because they men. But I want to be that young lady that finds true love and a man of God. I want a man a little better than Ronald Crowd was. And if everybody saw him, oh, my God, she had a loving husband. Oh, my God. They didn't see those bumps on the road, on the rough side of the mountain. They just saw the smooth side of the mountain. But I want a smooth husband, and I want to be trained how to look at it. Don't even want to say it. Treat him. I need some guidance. I need God to teach me how to be a wife, not a dictator. I need God to teach me. Like I have taught my children, if I can't take your word above all others, they always finish it. We got a problem. We don't have problems in this house. We have solutions. I don't care if you get an F, because you see that other that side over there does not have a line drawn at it. Watch how I turn this F into A. Bring me the F because you're not a failure. Bring me that F. Okay, you failed that test. Bring me the test. That's what God is telling us every day. You're not a failure. Bring me the test, Jerry. And I turn that F into an excellent. I turn that F into an awesome. I turn that F in. Nothing can be done without me. When you learn that, you now not an F student. You are my A child. My awesome child, the apple of my eye child. You're the child that I'm looking forward to becoming at the right hand of my Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you this morning. We thank God for another Friday morning. We had a troll over in the chat room. I really didn't want to fool with the chat room because it may have gone out. But I kept saying some things and we got him on out of there, y'all. But we thank God this morning for his grace and his mercy towards us. And we thank him for his word We thank him again for another Friday morning. It's the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, 2 days I get to rest. But you know it won't be rest like that because if the phone rang, I got to do what I got to do. But we thank God for another weekend that he brought us this far. And listen, I have one last song request this morning. And if no one else have anything to say after the request, I will pray us out. The ladies have come to do some cleaning, so I will pray us out, and we pray that the Lord bring us back Monday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And listen, for all those who bought T-shirts, I want to tell you this. The T-shirts for sizes small, large, medium, they are $10. For 1X on up, they're $12. So I got an understanding, you know, from him yesterday, so I know what to tell you, because I thought he was charging $20, but those are for colored shirts. Say you want a pink shirt with Jesus in the Morning logo and the phone number, yada, yada, yada. That shirt would be $20. If you 1X on up in the X's, and if you below the X's, I think it's $15 for a colored shirt. So I was encouraging everybody to get the white shirts with the blue, because I that looked pretty to me. And so they are small, medium, and large are $10, and 1X up is $12. So don't if you bought a shirt and you don't think you paid the right price, don't worry about it. We got you all taken care of. We got you all taken care of. And so we just thank God today for the new T-shirts. And I thank God for those who want to wear the new T-shirts. And because what I think I want to wear, I want to wear jeans with my T-shirt, and I have a jean skirt that I think will look really nice with it. And so we thank God today for our Jesus in the Morning T-shirts, and we thank him for making a way for us. And Louis, you and Sherry don't have to worry about it. Somebody took care of you and took care of Sherry's shirt. And so we thank God for that. I just want to let you know that this morning. And we're grateful unto Almighty God. Now, isn't it strange? The cleaning ladies come and the yard man come at the same time. Oh, yeah. Be sure you can find where you go driving. Oh, listen. He said to be sure that you can find gas this weekend because they still out of gas in some places. Where I get my gas, they're not. And there's no crowd there, no nothing. So, but the gas is $2.79 over there, where it used to be way, way lower. But nevertheless, you know, we thank God that we can put gas in our cars and still go to where we have to go. So I'm going to this one, and when we come back, if no one have anything they would like to say again, I would pray us out, and we pray the Lord bring us back Monday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. I think I have live guests coming next week, two live speakers. Y'all be in prayer.
Blessing, yeah, from above, he'll just
Song a whole bunch too. Thank you for requesting it because I like it a whole bunch. And we thank God this morning for good gospel music and music that encourages us and keeps us going. Hallelujah. Because I'm telling you, sometimes you can sing your way in praise through a trial. Yeah, through your cross. Yeah, you can sing your way through. I'm a living witness. I've done it. And listen, I want to ask y'all to keep Texas and Louisiana in prayer. They're having some flooding down there, getting too much rain. So y'all keep Texas and Louisiana in prayer. Wow, Brother Lua. Say a story last week about a guy shot a little kid and is that New York City, Adrian, and ran away. All was to Florida, but cops were able to catch up to him because he couldn't find any gas here. What? And see, we're not really having gas shortage yet. Maybe we were and then it got fixed and maybe we back at it. I don't know. But yeah, New York, I saw that. He did it, killed a kid, shot a kid in New York City. And he ran away all the way to Florida. and the cops caught him because there wasn't no gas. That's a good thing in a way. Yeah. He done shot some child. Wow. I tell you the truth. God is faithful to us. God is faithful. He keep us safe, and so much is going on now. I tell you, I don't mind staying in the house with all I need. I don't have to run the street like that. Yeah. And so I'm thankful unto Almighty God this morning. We give him glory, honor, and praise. Good morning to you, area code 907. God bless you. God bless you. Happy to see that number. Happy to see that number. Thank God for you. I know I got your message earlier. I didn't know if you would be able to come in this morning, but I thank God I see that message. And I want to say good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman and Sister Mary Ann, Sister Rose Brown, Sister Simone, Sister Melanie Rose, Sister Angela, Sister Laura, Sister Alexis, Minister Jacqueline, Sister Lachelle, Sister Bernella, Sister Andrea Spinner, Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, Sister Diane, Congresswoman Corey Bush, Sister Jared, Sister Kim Hopps, Sister Michelle, excuse me, Sister Patricia Fluka, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne, and Apostle Boatwright. I didn't see Apostle this morning, but I know she's around somewhere. Hallelujah. Good morning to you again, the main man holding that chat room down. Brother Lewis, and good morning to you, Brother Jermaine, and Brother Anthony, I see you. Good morning, sir. Brother D, Brother Dan, Brother Mike Hopps, Brother Mike in Orlando, Pastor Harrington, and Pastor James Brown, and again, Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton, and Brother Coleman. Good morning to you, and our wonderful Brother Frank this morning. Good morning, Brother Frank. God bless you. God bless you. We thank God for each and every caller today. And we just want to be careful and be reminded to teach our children. Let's not just take up with any and every old thing that come our way. Yeah, it's popular. It's popular, but it's not popular for you or us. We got to keep God first in our lives. So all right, I got a lot going on here. You're going to hear a bunch of noise. So we're going to pray out this morning, and we pray the Lord bring us back Monday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. So if our hearts and minds are clear, I will pray out. But if you have something to say, we have plenty of time. Yeah, if you have a testimony or whatever, we have plenty of time. All right, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done. Thank you for your word, for your word is a lamp unto our feet, it's a light unto our path. And forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. And we thank you this day for all you've done for us, what you're doing right now, and Father, what you're going to do. As we depart this morning, we ask that you would bless our going out. Father, bless our coming in. Meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. And Father, we ask this weekend that we would be great witnesses unto you wherever we go. If we can pick up the phone, that Lord, we will share the good news of you with somebody. Father, bless your people this weekend. Those that's coming through the archives and the podcast, Lord, move by your spirit for us all. Open doors and make ways. We need you this morning. We can't do it without you. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed weekend. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you this weekend in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. And let's get this one right here, right quick. And after this song, I won't be coming back to you.
It was meant to kill me, sin to destroy me. And I thought that it would, and I thought that it should. 'Cause I messed up so many times, I wouldn't laugh when you said right. I'll understand if you wanna let me go.
Let me go, let me go.
But you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go. And you wouldn't let me go. But you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go. And you wouldn't let me go. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. It was meant to kill me, sent to destroy me,
yep.
And I thought that it was,
yeah.
And I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times. I went left when you said right. I'll understand if you wanna let me go, go, go.
Only made me better.